Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We are live from Radio Row down in New Orleans. This place is starting to get packed now as everyone's piling in for Super Bowl week. We're enjoying our time down here. And what I'm trying to do is get everyone to realize that Jalen Hurts needs to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday to bring a Lombardi back. This hour brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding. Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. We got a big hour coming up here, Hugh. Colleen Wolf will join us at 12:45, and then 1:20 today, Greg Olson will be part of the show, and then we'll have Elliot for our final segment of the show as well. So a lot going on here. And let's talk a little about the head coach as well as Jalen Hurts. So Nick Sirianni, it's kind of interesting, Hugh. The other night, Jeff Lurie was talking about Sirianni, of course, asked a whole bunch of questions about his head coach that's in the Super Bowl. And he had an interesting thought on Sirianni, what his greatest strength is, how it also sometimes could be his weakness. Here's Nick Sirianni. Jeff Lurie, excuse me, on Nick Sirianni and his emotion that he shows on the sideline.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of his strengths, and at times it's one of his weaknesses. So he's human. I love his passion, his genuineness, you know, and his attention to detail is undervalued. It's extraordinary. He's a great teacher, and he's extremely invested, and he's just one of these very, very real people, and I appreciate it.
So there's Lurie talking about
Sirianni. You know, I'm laughing because I'm pretty sure for Mr. Lurie, I think I know him a little bit. He had to get to that point. He had to workshop and get to that point.
To feel good about it or feel comfortable?
I mean, because, you know, it's funny. We all, say as parents, this analogy that we could all relate to.
Sure.
We as parents, perfect analogy, my daughter, when she was going to school, right, when we were picking her school, she had all these schools.
College.
Yeah, these colleges that she had scholarships for, right? And so as a parent, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to one of these scholarship schools. She threw us a curveball. She went to a school that was not on the radar, and she had no rhyme or reason to want to go to that school. And as a parent, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Because I'm looking at it from my financial situation. I'm like, well, hell, we're going to school for free. Why all these other schools? And why are you going there? Because initially I thought she was chasing a little boy. She wasn't. She said, Dad, let me do my thing. And I was like, fine. And it turned out she graduated. She graduated on time. So that's the analogy. I say all that because this is what Nick Sirianni is. And probably for Jeffrey Lurie, it took him a while to adjust to it because he was loud. He was boisterous. At one point, it felt like he was rubbing everybody the wrong way, but he was getting results. And I say all that to say this. That's what it's about. This is a result-based business. And last night, talking to some guys that are from afar, that are football guys, a lot of them talking about they don't like Coach Sirianni, but he gets the job done.
They win.
And that's the most important thing throughout all of this, is the fact that Coach Sirianni antics, whether you like him or not, has got us to this moment.
So so you go off your analogy. Like I always think with coaches, Hugh, I evaluate them not just on win-loss, like, what, based on what you have, what do you do, right? If you have an 8-win roster and you win 8, I'm not mad at you, right? If you have an 8-win roster and you win 6, then you underachieve.
Yeah.
Sirianni, they've given him the best roster. And he's been in the Super Bowl 2 times out of 3 years. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And now the job is to capitalize and finish it. It kind of reminds me of a couple years ago. There was a clip of him on the sidelines because the refs told him to get back. He was in the area he's not supposed to be, and he said, "I know what I'm bleeping doing." Or, yeah. That's kind of like the analogy with your daughter. Like, she knew what she was doing. She had a
sense of where she wanted to be.
And it worked. And it worked for her. And it's obviously worked for Sirianni. Let's hear Sirianni react to what Jeff Lurie said and the emotion he shows on the sidelines.
If you start to be somebody and act like somebody that you're not, I think the players see through that. You have to be genuine and you have to be who you are because, shoot, I'm in here a heck of a lot more than I'm at home. And so at some point, if I'm not being true to myself while still growing, then they're going to know, you know, that I'm being a fraud.
Well, yeah, and that's why I think it always goes back to when he shaved his head. Like, that was
Britney Spears moment. So much so that there were guys that didn't know what was going on with him. But he's family. And a lot of times, man, you know how it is with family. You might not agree with some of the stuff that they do, but when they make a move, if y'all together, then y'all move together.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they did. Guys were still trying to figure out what was going on with Nick. I was concerned because that's the first sign of, outcry that something's wrong. And this team rallied around him, man, and they won games. And now we are here in Louisiana, and I'm losing sleep because we out here praising our birds and getting ready to win a Super Bowl, baby. That's what it's all about.
Well, to be clear, you're losing sleep on your own accord. I don't know.
No, it's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
No. So these old ass individuals.
Your teammates, your ex-teammates, what they do to you?
I ain't saying nobody's name, but I'm just saying they just act like they're in their 20s. You know what I'm saying?
They're not.
Time is passed us by.
You're not the man you used to be.
You know, it's funny. Like, I'm walking. Like, it's funny because it's like a lot of guys in here, Joe, and you see as we do the show and I'm yelling, to people, is that there's a lot of people that we played against here, played with, that if you haven't seen them in so long, everybody's gray and everybody walks funny. And I'm just like, damn, dog, you got old. He's like, well, hell, you got old too. But I'm like, I don't remember. You know what I mean? We're having an old people fest.
Yeah.
It's an old people fest.
215-592-9494. Joe Gillian, old people fest. Hugh Douglas over here. Does Jalen Hurts need to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday to be the best quarterback on the field? I believe so. Where do you come down? Let's go to Violet, who is in Virginia on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Violet. What's up?
I am so excited. I can't wait. And you know what? The only thing Jalen needs to do is not turn the ball over. Don't get sacked for, lost yardage. He will be just fine. Jalen is going to shine. And I wanted to touch on the whole thing about the 100 yards that the defense hasn't given up for Kansas City. And I actually spoke about this earlier in the other show. So I did some research. So you have the Bengals, the Falcons, the Chargers, the Saints, the 49ers, Raiders, Bucks. Guess what, folks? They don't have a Saquon. We do. We are going to kick some butt. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a nail biter. But the Eagles can do this. We have everything it needs to win this. And the most important thing, we have chemistry. We have great chemistry on this team. And Jalen is cool as a cucumber.
Cool
he
as a
is going to shine on Sunday.
You know what I like about our fan base, Joe? Is that we do homework.
Always.
We come with prepared notes.
Sometimes.
Most times.
Well, yesterday we did Conspiracy Theory Day, so that was.
Well, and sometimes it gets a little. But that's all a part of being family. Like, all your family members ain't wrapped too tight. I mean, it's impossible.
In some cases, most aren't.
Yeah, it's just impossible. So that's basically what we're dealing with. We have some family members that every now the unhinged ones call in.
Yep.
And we love you and we embrace you.
Violet, you're hinged. You're not unhinged.
Yeah, our unhinged family members.
Sorry?
It is what it is. Oh, not you. We were just talking. Me and Joe were having a moment. Not you. We're not talking about you in per se.
Want to play with me?
Talking
I'm
about
so
family
jealous
members.
That you're in New Orleans. I've never been. And I hope you guys have the time of your life. Here,
we are having a time.
I am going to meet you guys and have a drink with y'all.
We're going to make that happen. Yeah, Violet, we appreciate you calling in.
We've been drinking the whole time we've been here.
Yeah, that's probably need a little break after this week.
Nah.
No?
We got to push through. We got to power through. We got one more night.
Well, we still haven't done what we said we were going to do. We have to have the hand grenade. We got one night to go. We're going to have the hand grenade. Hugh last night was, you know, went out with the old players, and he disappeared, and we didn't see him until 3 o'clock in the morning. It happens. It happens. Let's go to Frank in Abington. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Frank. What's up, Frank? What's going on?
Not much. First off, go Birds, baby.
Go Birds, Frank.
Pretty much what I'm going to say is I kind of agree on both sides here. And what I'm saying from that is I think Mahomes is going to throw a pick. I think Xavier Worthy is going to fumble the ball. I think Hurts is going to play better, but I don't really think we need Hurts to play better. I just want our defense to play great.
Well, so that, I mean, that whenever you bring the defense into this particular conversation, Frank, it kind of changes the bar, right? If the defense gets torched, then Jalen's going to have to do a whole lot. If the defense plays really well, which is what you're saying, then it's like he's got to do enough, right? He's got to play well. But whatever the bar is, he's got to go over the bar. And, heck, if we keep forcing turnovers, Frank, the way we have in this postseason, we're going to be in good shape Sunday.
Yeah, that's what we're pretty much banking on now. I think it's going to be a close game. I think by halftime, we're actually going to be down by 3-4. And I think in the second half, we're going to take over. We have a defense that adjusts. That's the best thing that I like about this team right now. Our Super Bowl, man, we didn't adjust at all. John Gannon, Reeves scored every possession they scored in the second half. I don't think that happens this time.
Well, it happened happened 2 years ago, and it even happened against the Patriots. We just happened to out-duel them in that game. And, Frank, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, the adjustments in this game, Hugh, are going to be huge. It wouldn't surprise me, and this happens a lot in Super Bowls, if the first quarter isn't very high scoring.
It's
right?
Not.
You kind of feel it out. The whole day is weird. The day feels, as a fan, it feels like it takes forever. I can imagine as a player, Hugh, that game feels like it takes forever to kick off because it's at a weird time, too. It's not your standard 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It's 6:30. It's like the whole routine for the day has got to be weird for them into
a Super
Bowl.
And you have to do a good job of pacing yourself. And like I've always said, Joe, you don't want to play the game before you play the game.
Yep.
And that's the biggest thing. You know, like they say, you don't want to figure out the words I'm gonna say instead of
you self-editing.
Man, did I? But you gotta feel it. You don't want to start before you finish.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good one. You don't want to start before you finish.
All the energy you have, you don't want to get rid of it early and then have none left.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a four-quarter game. Yeah, I get that. Let's go to Tracy in Berks County. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, hi guys.
Hey, Tracy.
How you doing?
Oh my gosh, you know I love you.
But
Joe, I think I have to go with you today.
See, now the voice of reason is reasonable. People are starting to call now. Go
is
ahead,
that
Tracy.
What it is?
Yes.
Yeah, Jalen has to have his best game, and it's going to be closer than I want it to be. But that's, you know, that's our Birds, and it's going to be fun. I'm still hoping to get to New Orleans. I'm always there in my heart and in my head, and so I'm still waiting to get there. My time is waning, though.
Oh, you got to make some time to get here. It is a cool city. It's my first time here, Tracy. The weather's great.
It's a lot going on.
Walking is cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, I've been there several times, and I love New Orleans. And I don't need a ticket either. I mean, I don't know if you got any of my messages. Does that Odyssey feature work where it says send a message? Because I was sending you guys messages from all the tailgaters in Section 8.
We get all
we don't
game
check.
Oh, on the app?
I don't check.
You mean the app, the Odyssey app? You were using the message?
Yeah, the Odyssey app. I'd go, I'm like, talk. I'd find out the theme of their tailgate, and I'd say, you want to be on the radio? Some of them would say, how long do we have to hold? And we'd chuckle. But Hugh, like the Westchester Whiskey Wagon, they sent a message directly to you. I had so much good stuff I was sending you guys. I don't
know if
you
were so.
Yeah, don't send me anything because I don't read.
On the Odyssey app. It says,
oh, yeah, I don't read my email.
Send a voice message.
I don't even read my
voice. No, they were voice messages.
It's a voice message.
Audio,
we'll put this on Kyle. Kyle needs to get you the voice message.
I already put it on Hugh. That's not fair.
We're placing blame on each other. I'm putting
all
it on Rod.
Anyway,
it's Rod.
Lakin's on the hot seat. Tracy, good phone call. We appreciate it. Listen, she gets it. That Jalen Hurts needs to outplay Mahomes on Sunday to win the Super Bowl. I feel like I'm speaking a different language here. It's the NFL. It's the Super Bowl.
I feel like it all depends on how you feel about the wording of what we're talking about. I don't feel like that's okay. I feel like people are looking for Jalen to do something that he hasn't been asked to do all year long. And to me, that sounds like we're losing. You know what I mean? Because it sounds like you're saying, oh, I need Jalen to throw for 300 yards. Jalen, how many 300-yard games has Jalen had this year?
Zero.
So we're asking him to do that. That's not in his comfort zone.
I'm just asking me better than Mahomes. Whatever Mahomes does, it's like you ever watch hurdles, they keep raising the bar. Whatever the bar ends up in the fourth quarter, you got to get over that last hurdle.
I just don't feel like that's what's needed to have success.
Let's talk to Zach in South Jersey. What's up, Zach?
Zach.
What's going on, guys?
Zach, what's up, pal?
How you guys doing? I got a couple things I want to get off my chest.
All right, Zach.
Get it off your chest then.
What's that?
Get it off your chest. Come on, speak to us.
Talk to us. Well, you might not want to hear it, but the first thing I want to talk about is you guys are caller after caller calling in about Hurts, acting like he's like a detriment to our team, saying, oh, all he has to do is not turn the ball over. Guys, he's outplayed Mahomes. First of all, he outplayed him in the last Super Bowl. He had four touchdowns. Mahomes even gave him props at his post-game press conference at the end. You guys rewatched that from that year? Mm-hmm. He basically said, I don't want this to get lost in the shuffle how well he played.
He played great. So, he for 95% of that game, he was outstanding.
Correct. So why you guys are acting like he's like he can't go out there and win the game. Like, he just has to – you guys are feeding into what everybody always says about the guy.
What are we buying into? Because we're saying the same things. You might not like the way that I'm saying it, but we're saying the same things. What are you talking about?
No, he's saying that he don't want him. All he has to do is not turn the ball over, and we'll win the game.
That's any quarterback, though.
He's going to go out there and win the game.
That's any quarterback. If you don't turn, what has been the theme in these playoffs, sir? The theme in the playoffs: the teams that don't turn the balls over
win.
They usually win, sir. All I'm saying is, if he follows that formula, he wins the game.
Now, before you go on, Zach, Hugh's right. Hold on a second, Zach. Before you go on, Hugh's right. But the Chiefs have been the exception. They lost the turnover battle to the Buffalo and still won.
Yeah, but Mahomes, but the thing is this:
it's a lot.
It's like, because I feel like you feel that by me saying that all Jalen has to do is be Jalen, that's being disrespectful. Jalen has played pretty damn good all year long because we're here because of Jalen. Do you agree with that?
Agree with that. That's why I don't think.
Okay,
you
so
are
how is it being
How is that being disrespectful?
Zach, it does feel to me that the callers are kind of lowering the bar a little bit. He just has to show up and not screw it up.
Yeah.
I think he's got to play really well.
He's just going to play well. He's going to do what he does. He's a winner.
He's a winner.
Yeah. Mahomes last Super Bowl. Nobody really gives him any credit for that. He gets crap on all year. I mean, give the guy some credit. Have some faith in him.
So, Zach, let me ask you a question. And I agree. With your overall premise that he did play really well last Super Bowl, but he had a turnover, Mahomes didn't. And also, the second to last possession they had, when they had a 3rd-and-3 before they punted, where the Chiefs scored, Spagnuolo blitzed him, he didn't see it right, and they had an incomplete, and they had to punt the football. Like, when I say outplay, it's got to be the crucial moments, not just the second quarter. Like, I need him to – if the same scenario presents itself this time, he's got to convert a first down and not punt the ball away.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
y'all got to quit being so sensitive about this Jalen talk, man.
Have you been around here all year? Everyone's sensitive about Jalen.
Like, listen, the quarterback gets the most scrutiny. It is what it is. Now, it's up to you as an adult to understand what kind of criticism we are levying on him. I'm trying to, Joe, because I ain't got no sleep.
On WIP,
I ain't trying to get no sleep. But Kyle, listen, everybody that critiques or talks about the quarterback ain't talking about him like he's a dummy or it's in a negative way. We're talking about football. This ain't got nothing to do with being personal. If Jalen goes out there and plays mistake-free football, that's any quarterback. He got a better chance of winning the game.
Of course.
That's all he's saying. So whatever you bring it, whatever hidden agenda that you have or whatever like that, that's between you and your maker. Don't bring that to me. I ain't got time for that today. I'm tired. I'm ready to do this show and get back to doing what I was doing later on this evening.
Having a drink?
Yeah, that's Spike's fault too, though, why he's standing here.
What did he do?
Spike's, you know, it's all that stuff that Spike's tries to be a grown-up. He's not as grown-up as he pretends to be on the
most base. Most of us are not. And we're all pretending to be grown-ups. 215-592-949. The idea of just mistake-free is not good enough for me.
Spike is not the grown-up that he pretended to be.
The idea. The idea of mistake-free is not good enough.
It's not.
It's not good enough.
There's your boy. Ain't that Puka? Ain't that Puka?
Is Puka here?
He look like Puka.
Is he tall? Puka's pretty tall.
He's taller than that. Well, we are sitting down.
I think you're right. That is Puka Nacua. I'm going to ask Puka Nacua. He's not
Puka,
even on the show.
Like Puka. We kicked your ass a couple days ago.
Yo, Puka. Yeah. I bet your boy Stafford would have bad incompletion at the end. Should have threw it to you. You could have caught it. 215-592-9494. I go back to last year. I go back to the Super Bowl. Purdy wasn't bad. He didn't really make a lot of mistakes. But in the end, he didn't make the big throw. If you're going to beat Mahomes in a big game, you have to make a big throw at some point and win the game. That's what I mean by outplaying him. Like, I go back to the Super Bowl last year. I don't think Brock Purdy was bad. Brock Purdy was 23 of 38, 255,
no,
a touchdown,
no picks. It wasn't that clutch play.
It wasn't that clutch play. Exactly. And like, if he made it, they're the champions.
I feel like we have better clutch players in that moment.
But the quarterback's got to make the throw.
He's the facilitator. He's the magic man.
You know what I actually think about more than anything? Not his ability to make the throw, Hugh. I think Jalen, if he sees it and he has time, he's going to make the throw. You know what worries me more than anything?
Mm-hmm.
Spagnuolo sends a blitz and he's thrown off. And maybe he's doesn't
well, yeah,
set
that,
his feet.
He gets sacked. He doesn't see it coming.
Yep.
That's a chance that'll happen.
Well, Josh Allen, it happened to him last week.
Yeah, that's a chance that'll happen, but you have to be able to adjust to those moments. Just don't turn the ball over, man. If you got to eat that ball, that play, then do that, but don't turn it over.
Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy's up. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Dillio, what's the Dillio?
Hey, Chuck.
What up, man?
Hey, listen. Let me say this to y'all real quick. Mahomes ain't built like that, okay? And, yeah, Jalen got to outplay him, but it ain't going to be much he got to outplay. Mahomes is going to have the worst game of his career on Sunday. And I'm trying to tell two people, you know, I'm trying to tell people with two ears that would listen to me. This is going to be the worst game that Kansas City has ever played. And it ain't even going to be close on Sunday. You know what I mean? And listen, let me tell you something, man. Back in the day, you know what I mean? My uncle told me when, you know, Mike Tyson was going against Holyfield, right? Just switched up a little bit. You know what I mean? And I was a huge Mike Tyson fan. I was a big Mike Tyson fan back then. My uncle said, Holyfield's going to whip that ass. And you can count on that. And I said, uncle, you're crazy. That's Mike Tyson. That's Iron Mike. He said, okay. And sure enough, when that fight happened, I couldn't believe my eyes when I was
He whooped
there.
Him. Yeah, Holyfield, he did.
Holyfield's whipping him. I'm telling anybody who would listen.
Wait a minute, hold up, Chuck. You called the Mike. You called the Buster Douglas fight. You called that.
You called it. Yeah, said
that was great. That was crazy.
Yeah, the Buster Douglas fight was crazy, but I ain't called that. I mean, obviously, I was a huge Mike fan. I still am. You know what I mean? So I was like Mike Tyson out when he got out of prison. He fought Holyfield. I was like, yeah, Mike Holyfield. He gonna tear Holyfield up, and it didn't happen. Holyfield was a serious underdog in that fight. But I'm just trying to say that this ain't even gonna be close. Matthew Mahomes is gonna have the worst game of his career, and he's not historically good in Super Bowls. He had great moments, and to be honest with you, Jaden Daniels is not a better quarterback than Mahomes. I'm not saying that, but he was more of a threat coming into this NFC Championship game by the way he was playing, and we handled that very well. This defense is going to be on the money. Mahomes is going to be running for his life, and I'm telling you, he's going to have a few turnovers and a couple sacks. I'm calling it 38-17 Eagles, and I'm not just saying that because I got green goggles. I feel it in my soul. This ain't even going to be a close
game. I love it. Now we're talking, Chuck.
That's lofty, dog.
And so Chuck brought up a point that Mahomes, and good call, Chuck, hasn't been great normally in the Super Bowls. He's right. I do think it's a little bit skewed by how bad he was in the Tampa game when he had no O-line and he was injured because he was bad that night. The last year he had two picks, but he obviously had the clutch moment at the end. The Eagles game, statistically, he didn't have many yards, but he was very on point. And he did have a pick against San Francisco. He had a lot of yards, big throws at the end. Yeah, his numbers in the Super Bowl haven't been as great as his regular season or his other playoff games, but he's still dangerous, obviously.
It does take him a little while to get going in some of those games, though.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, the San Francisco game, he had to come back.
Yeah, he started every Super Bowl he's played in slow.
Yeah, actually, when you look at his pass rating, the best one was the Eagles game 2 years ago. And that one, he didn't throw for a lot of yards. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got Colleen Wolf coming up. We'll take your phone calls. A lot to do. Greg Olsen next hour. Does Jalen Hurts have to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? I believe so. Hugh doesn't. Your phone call's coming up. It is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. We're live from Radio Row right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes. Behind every champion is a good night's sleep, a great night's sleep, as a matter of fact. Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. You can do what with you can do this too with bed match. I did this, fellas and ladies. It's the only place. The only place you can get this done at is at the Mattress Warehouse. They take the guesswork out of the unknown with Mattress Warehouse's one-of-a-kind diagnostic sleep technology, developed by some of the world's leading sleep scientists. Others claim they can match you, in air quotes, but only Mattress Warehouse has technology backed by science with bed match to help you find the perfect mattress. I did this, man. It is amazing. You get on the bed and they try to, you know, you sleep, you lay there, and you move around and it matches you with the perfect mattress. Plus, go to the Mattress Warehouse, you get a free adjustable base on select mattresses. Rest assured, because when you buy a mattress at the Mattress Warehouse, you have a 1-year price guarantee on that purchase. Find a better price at any local competitor, and you know what? We'll match that price, plus 50% of the difference. And with free next-day delivery available, you can buy it today and start sleeping better tomorrow. Shop now or find a location nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's mattresswarehouse.com.
Despite an amazing start to your career, you still have a bunch of doubters. What can you say about proving them wrong this weekend?
It's not about them. It's always about the work you put in, and everything being a reflection of the work. And so I've always had a focus on myself and trying to improve and ultimately want to beat the opponent, whoever's in front of you. But just trying to improve and take it a day at a time.
There it is, Jalen Hurts. I'm taking down the opponent in front of him. Well, this time it's the Chiefs. It is Mahomes. It is Reed. And I think he's got to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have Colleen Wolf with us next hour. Greg Olson. We will also have Elliot Shore Parks later in the show. So a lot going on right now as I feel like we've turned that corner now. It's now about the game. Like, the Super Bowl is here. We only got two shows after today, Hugh, until the Super Bowl. We're here now.
Man. Yeah, I'm excited about it too, man. I mean, you know, it might not sound like it, but as the days progress and we get through this, you can start feeling the tension start to ramp up a little bit. Getting a little tense and intense in here.
Well, especially because I think the anticipation is it's going to be a close game. It's an even matchup, right?
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are a little bit better overall, but it's close. I mean, that feeds into it, that every play on this game Sunday is going to matter so much. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up, buddy?
How are you today, Seth and Glenn?
Hey, we're great. We're great.
What's up, Seth?
Hey, the next time that happens to you guys, really, really easy. The first opportunity that you get to call them a name, you call them a different name. And if they correct you, your response is exactly, Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, nice to meet you. And it won't happen again.
Oh, no, I'm not. I like it when people mess it up because that means, you know, it is what it is. They're not doing their homework.
Yeah, see, the thing for me is he thought I was a different Joe, so that one, that's kind of like, you know, I might not realize it at first.
Yeah, then it was kind of dry because he tried to, well, you can go to Philly and you can go to grab a Joe off the street. Nah, not a Joe Giglio.
Yeah, there's not many of those. There's not many people that look like, there's not many Hugh Douglases and John Riches that you would confuse.
I mean, you guys, come on, man, do better.
A little homework. Aaron did his homework. What do you got for us today? What are you thinking?
So can I do like a little something new here, like an Ask Joe Giglio. Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go for it.
So I was driving home from work the other day, and I got a hankering. Like, we know, like, Hugh gets a hankering for bacon, right? And I had a hankering for a nice New York strip steak. As a vegetarian, like, when you're done for the with the show today, like, what's your, like, man, I can't wait to get some cauliflower. I mean, what is your go-to as a vegetarian?
So I'm a cauliflower guy. Yesterday I had some falafel, Aaron. I found falafel here in the city.
Okay.
Had some,
I don't give a
shit. Well, he asked a question.
Hey, so on the topic today.
Yep.
I don't understand why, Joe, you are like bringing up this Hurts thing. I mean, how have they won the whole postseason?
Well, I mean, they won with their defense against the Packers. They won with Saquon against the defense, but mostly Saquon against the Rams. And then they won with everything against the Commanders, including Jalen Hurts. But
everything.
But none of these teams are the Chiefs. None of them are Reed and Mahomes. Like, this is the top of the mountain now. We got to put our best foot forward to get over the hump here.
So let's go back to high school. This is basic civics, right? Or physics, right?
Okay.
So you basically take a 400-pound piece of wood, right? And you put it on a rope, and then you just bang it into a brick wall. You bang it into a brick wall, and you bang it into a brick wall. Eventually, that brick wall is going to crumble. And that's exactly what's going to happen this weekend. Our big hosses are going to pound on Chris Jones and whoever else they have on the defensive line.
Yeah.
And they're just going to pound them and pound them and pound them. And we all know that you may stop Saquon 80% of the time, but he gets a little opening, he's gone. I'm seeing three touchdowns from Saquon. I'm seeing three touchdowns from Jalen. I think it's going to be a 42-14 blowout.
Woo!
And I think the biggest factor is going to be Vic Fangio and that Young Guns gangrene defense 2.0. I just think that the Young Guns are going to make a statement this weekend.
Well, this would be their biggest statement if they could do that. And their defense since the bye week, and Aaron, good phone call, has been amazing, Hugh. If they could do it again, I mean, we had the discussion in December, is this the best Eagles defense of all time? And your point then was, you picked the 2017 team because they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl and they play well on defense tonight, like they hold Mahomes to 23 points, it's the best Eagles defense ever.
Yeah. I go further. I make it even easy. If they win the Super Bowl and hold the Chiefs to 400 yards total offense, they'll be better than other defense. They'll be way better than other defense.
Well, and we had a lot of people that day, we brought it up and said, well, the 91 defense, it's set down. Those guys didn't win a playoff game.
I mean, to do it in the postseason. I mean, I think that's the ultimate, thing that they could do. If they win it all, go through that whole run, go through that whole gauntlet, undefeated, and win it all, that's a huge feather in your cap, man. That means you were one of the best defenses in the league. Number one defense. You know, you're talked about, like, real talk, all jokes aside. If you go in there and with the accolades that you bring into this game, there'll be conversations where you'll be probably in the same conversation with the Bears that year, with the Baltimore Ravens, because of what you were able to accomplish. The simple fact that I don't think I'm hyperbolizing here at all, because you talk about going from one of the worst defenses in the NFL to the number one defense in the NFL.
In a year.
In 1 year, and closing it out, like you closed it out. Yeah.
So the other thing that hits me with that, Hugh, we've brought up the comparison a lot to the Seahawks, 2013 Seahawks at the Legion of Boom.
Yes.
They finished their run by holding Peyton Manning to 8 points in the Super Bowl. Like, that cemented them as an all-time great defense.
Yeah, and that's how you have to do it, man. You have to have moments like that separate you from everybody else. And if they do that, that separates them.
Yep, it will. 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. Let's talk to Mark, who's up next right here on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
So the first Eagles Super Bowl run, you know, they played a New York Giants squad that just beat Minnesota, and they smacked them around. And then they played a Philly squad who, four plays into the game, lost Brock Purdy. They smacked them around. Then they go in the Super Bowl, and they score a lot of points, but they can't get it done. And so this year, the Chiefs played Houston, you know, without their top two receivers in Tank Dell and Stephon, but they still managed to keep it close. Then they beat Baltimore, and they beat the Bills, who, by the way, are two of the top teams in the AFC. Eagles played, you know, banged-up Packers squad. They played their hardest game, in my opinion, was the Rams. Rams were basically a play or two away from beating the Eagles. I was stressing. And then, you know, they played a Washington team, which Washington shouldn't have been there, but, you know, they took care of business versus Detroit. I would have liked to see Detroit, because that's the closest thing you're going to see to Kansas City in the NFC, right? But now you're going in, and like you were saying, you're facing the cream of the crop. And I've been watching this KC team all year. They run a lot of heavy personnel, and it's not even close. Like, less than 50% 11 personnel is pretty insane in the NFL.
Yeah, they do a lot of two tight ends with Kelce and Gray. They have them out there a lot together.
They do a lot of RPO. Eagles are very, very susceptible in the flat all year. The worst part of their defense. Kansas City is going to throw a lot of quick screens. It's going to be tough to match up. To me, the difference with KC, is that's why I'm so scared to play them, is like, we have Smith, we have Brown, and Dallas Goedert. And that's about it on offense, right? And then you have Saquon. And his game in the pass-catching category, I need to see more of, because that's really what's going to beat Kansas City, because they're very susceptible to the back. Their running backs are not really very good. Their blocking's inadequate, but their receivers are tremendous. People are not even talking about DeAndre Hopkins, because he's not even utilized. But he's a matchup nightmare for our corners.
Yeah, they have a variety of wide receivers. It's not like they have one or two, Hugh. They have like four or five.
They got guys that can beat you on every play. You got Juju Smith-Schuster, which people are forgetting about. You got Justin Watson. Really well. I mean, these guys are fast and Xavier Worthy. And imagine if they had their receiver that's injured in Rashee Rice, and this offense is going to be crazy. I expect the only way the Eagles can win this game, and there's only one way. So Saquon's going to get his, right? He's going to get his 100. He's going to get his. Jalen has to play better than how he played in the first game. If he plays the way he's been playing in the playoffs, they're going to get destroyed.
right? You cannot play the way.
So
he
I don't
played.
Know if they'll get destroyed, but I think if you tell me Jalen plays the way he did overall in the playoffs, not just the last game,
then
just,
they win.
I think they lose.
You think no? If he plays the way he's played, they win.
But if he plays the way he did against the Rams, he took seven sacks. He took seven
absolutely
sacks.
Not. I mean, I'm going to disagree because of the fact
that I'm thinking about is the last game they played in. The seven sacks, you can't win like that, Joe. Because now you're talking about my fault, caller. But now you're talking about turning the ball over.
There was a safety in there. Yeah,
there you go. I'm sorry. You got it back, sir. You got it.
No, well, I mean, you know, the difference is that the sacks are a big difference. But Chris Jones is the greatest playoff performer we've ever seen on defense in NFL history. He's one of the best.
Until Jalen plays.
This Eagles offensive line is susceptible to injuries. They're coming off of a couple.
You mean they're injured? They're not susceptible to injury. They're injured.
Banged up.
They're banged up.
Well, I mean, Landon Dickerson has been, you know, injured the last couple of years. Mariota has been a tremendous pickup, but Cam Jurgens as well has also been
injured. But they play.
Yeah, has also been injured as well. So I expect it to be close. I expect obviously the Eagles have the edge in rushing.
Yeah.
In terms of quarterback play, I expect it to be. It's not going to be 40 points. No team's going to score 40 points on the defense. Listen, Kansas City hasn't scored more than 30 in the last couple of games. Eagles' defense, these last three playoff games, have given up more yards than they have all year. The three teams, correct? So it's just like the Eagles' defense is not blowing teams out, right? I mean, still the Rams are still
scoring. Well, the turnovers. The turnovers, really, and Mark, the turnovers have been the huge thing for this Eagles' defense for a while now. I mean, that's why this defense has been so dominant. They turn you over. It's not like they're just getting stop after stop. They get stops, but they also take the ball away all the time now.
Yeah, and that's why I feel strongly about the fact that I hear what everybody's saying about Jalen playing better. Jalen does what he's supposed to do, man, and he capitalizes on the turnovers that they do create. Then he's going to have a chance. He's going to have a chance to do his thing. He's going to have a chance to do what he does, man.
Well, he is, and he's going to have a chance to be the player that we need him to be. And I think he needs to play super well on Sunday for the Eagles to win this football game. All right, getting set to join us now as we got some great guests coming up over the next hour. Next hour, we'll talk to Greg Olson. But this hour, Hugh, we get a chance to talk to someone who people at WIP remember. Her name is Colleen Wolf, now with the NFL Network. Colleen, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Oh, my God, it's so good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too. How you doing?
Hugh, how long ago did we work together?
No, you know, every time I see you, Wolf, and I see you on television, the only thing I think about is you're fired. Remember that?
So this was like a game that we played with Angelo Cataldi. He did this bit every year, and he would bring in interns. And I guess like someone at the station used to decide who would win this intern game. It was like a game of Survivor, too. And the winner would get a chance to stay on as the intern.
Yep.
But then whoever did the deciding was gone. So they were like, how about Colleen, as an intern herself, fires her peers and then decides whose future is going to change, basically.
That was the best.
That was fun. That was like 2004.
Yeah, it was. And I got to tell you, every time that I see you, it just does me proud to see you come from where you come from to doing what you're doing. And that's why every time I see your post, I always put on there, Wolf.
I know. I love it.
Wolf. Yeah, so it's great to see.
I feel like Philadelphia is just like I have everyone is like my big sister and brother there. And everyone's like, oh, my God, we're so proud of you. Look what you did.
Oh, no, because it's just great because you put your nose to the grindstone and it's just great to see. And all the kids out there listening that when you put the hard work in, you will get rewarded for that. And
yeah.
You really did that.
Thank you.
So, Colleen, what is it like for you these weeks when the Eagles are here? I mean, you get to do your normal stuff every year, Super Bowl, NFL Network, but it's got to be a different kind of fun when it's the Eagles.
Well, it's like a family reunion at the same time. So it usually is sort of a reunion at Radio Row in general because everyone's here, but there's so many more Philly people here. And everyone from home is also trying to come to the game. Everyone's trying to get tickets.
Yep.
So everybody's trying to get next to you.
Everyone's trying to do it. So it's busy, but it's really fun, and it feels a little surreal. And of course I have to like not be a total homer,
but still a little
bit.
That's kind of what I am, is like I can't really hide it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just like hope and pray that I'm not gonna get like fired.
So my biggest question to you is, how hard has it been in these last few years to balance the Colleen that we know and the one that everybody else knows and still try to stay grounded? How tough has that been for you?
I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired from doing it. It's I mean, it's fun. It's a good problem to have, but I kind of just have to still stay true to who I am, and kind of, and that's kind of sort of become my brand, which is a weird thing to say.
No, but it's the truth, because you've been in this business long enough to know.
Yeah.
That there's a time, there comes a time where a decision is made about which line do you want to walk down. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I just kind of also feel like it's more authentic if you kind of tell the truth about who you are, because everyone who is in sports is here because they at one point in time were a fan of the game or a team.
Of course.
And so it would be weird if I wasn't a fan of anything or had no background on it. So I just kind of... Whatever, I lean into all of it.
You should.
Yes, you should.
You can see Colleen on NFL Network's The Insiders every night, 7 p.m. Eastern, during more than 60 hours of live Super Bowl coverage on NFL Network and NFL Plus. All right, Colleen, what do you think? Eagles, Chiefs, we did this 2 years ago. It didn't turn out the way we wanted, and here we are again. So how are you feeling about the Eagles' chances this time?
I feel good about the Eagles' chances now. Now with Saquon Barkley and with Vic Fangio, I feel like those are two big pieces that the Eagles did not have in Super Bowl 57. And if you go through this entire team, I would almost argue that every single group is probably better than Super Bowl 57. Aside from, I would maybe take the defensive line was like really deep.
It was.
2 years ago. And obviously the offense has changed a bit. So Jalen Hurts played a different game then that he's playing now. But I think it's really encouraging to have him coming off of the NFC Championship game with the performance he had and the passing game doing what it did, because we just became so accustomed to seeing them run the ball. And that was working. And so I had no complaints about it. But also it would be a lot easier probably in some of those wins if they were able to pass the ball and have a little bit more balance. But ultimately they ended up winning. So here they are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm curious, because Joe, we've been kind of going back and forth about this all day long. As far as what type of Jalen Hurts do we need to see in this game? Do we need Superman Jalen Hurts that has to outplay Patrick Mahomes? Or do we get closer to Jalen Hurts that played in the NFC Championship game and had that type of performance? What do you think?
I think I would love to see the NFC Championship type performance from Jalen Hurts, because if he's Superman, that means things have gone wrong and that he's pressing. And I don't like any quarterback pressing. I don't like any quarterback trying to be Superman, because when they pull it off, it's wonderful, but usually they don't pull it off. And that means things are tight in the game.
Yeah.
So I don't expect this to be a game like a blowout or anything like we saw against the Commanders.
Yeah.
I expect it to be a close game, but I hope that it's a balanced attack and that Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do everything. It's nice that he had this two-week layoff so he can heal up a little bit more, and I hope that that kind of translates to his game when he has to take off and scramble.
Did you see the Saquon thing coming? Because we were doing it live and like doing it day to day, and I was like, wow, they signed him. They never pay running backs.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he still had this in him. Usually backs get to this age and it's like, okay, does he still have that burst? And then the first few games happen, I'm like, oh my goodness, how did the Giants let him go? He's still the best running back in the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think too, just the way that the Giants use him, it seems like he's just been resting the whole time.
Yeah, he has.
So
for
he
years.
Has very fresh legs.
I was
very surprised that he ended up coming to the Eagles. I think it makes sense though, since he's from here.
Sure.
He's familiar with this area. It's such a luxury ad for Howie Roseman and the Eagles in general, because they were like, oh, well, I guess we don't have any other things we need right now. Let's bring in a running back who is so talented. And I keep thinking about that post where his daughter was like, oh, does that mean we're going to win now?
Yeah, time to win.
We're going to Philadelphia. That made me laugh so hard when I saw it. And every single time that the Eagles have won, I've thought about her. From week one, just in Brazil, the performance that Saquon Barkley had up through now, it's just been such a fun season. And to watch him as a former Giant wear an Eagles uniform doing it is just all the more fun.
Yes, yeah, petty.
Is.
I like that. That's the petty part that I like.
I love
about
the pettiness.
It.
Yeah, very petty on the show.
Yeah.
Hugh brings the petty every day. Colleen Wolf with us here on Super Bowl Sunday. Wake up and catch Colleen and the rest of the crew for a special 8.5 hour edition. 8.5 hours. Wow. NFL game day morning starting at 9 a.m. Eastern on NFL Network and NFL Plus. That's a long time. That's a long pregame show.
It is. And then I'm doing the in-stadium hosting for the actual game for the Super Bowl. So
that's cool.
It's awesome. It's super fun. It's a long day.
I'm sure.
I'm not really sure how I'm going to sustain this day. But I know the next day, I'm just going to sit in silence and stare at a wall for like the next week after the game.
You need it.
Every day.
Yeah. So where are you? Where were you and where are you on Andy? So that's like it's like they're intertwined forever. The Eagles and Andy, and now facing him for the second time. And I was saying earlier this week how this game, like, It's almost like two people break up and you see who has the better part of the divorce. If the Eagles win, it's pretty darn even. They have beaten him. He beat them. The Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls. Fandy wins this. He clearly won the divorce here. He'd have all these rings. Eagles just have the one.
He clearly won the divorce.
I mean, it would be obvious. Where are you on
Some
Andy?
Some analogies are. They get low.
Where are you on Andy right now? As obviously, him as an Eagle at one point, and now what he's become.
Well, I think he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. And if he ends up winning this third straight Super Bowl championship, I mean, he goes into like the all-time record books. He's already there, but this really cements everything for him and his legacy and this Chiefs dynasty. But it's hard not to just love him no matter what, because
he's our family member.
He is. And it's like, you know what? We'll stick with the divorce metaphor here. It's like when your aunt and uncle get divorced, and like you your uncle's family, but like you really loved that aunt, and like you want everyone to still kind
of
like
course.
Stay close and cool.
That's
and you know what?
Analogy.
They start coming to the family holidays eventually, and that's just like, you know what? We're all cool, even though everyone has like kind of moved on to different places in their life. Like, I still love Andy, and he was so good here, and he has such a great personality too. So it's hard to not like him in general. He's just a likable guy.
Changed so much since his time here in Philadelphia.
Really? How so, do you think?
Well, I think because he's more personable.
Yeah.
He's doing the commercials and everything. And listen, before I go in, we're not waxing poetic about Andy. We're just talking about
Callers
him.
Callers are going to be mad at you here.
No, I'm just saying, we're just talking about him as a family member.
Where are those loyalties?
But I still want to kick their butt Sunday.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't want to go too long because, you know how it is in Philadelphia. People starting to think I'm rooting for Andy, and I don't want that one.
They get on for that.
Yeah, we'll just make it clear.
Make it crystal clear.
All right, we need a prediction for you, but from you before we let you go.
Okay.
Eagles, Chiefs, who wins? What's the score?
All right, well, come on, go Birds. The Eagles are going to win. I actually do legitimately think that they're going to win, too. But I do think it's going to be a close game. I'd say something like, I don't know, 28-27.
1 point?
Damn.
Oh, is it going to?
Damn,
2 points. I know.
You ready for that?
I think we'll have another overtime, too. I don't know.
My heart.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hard situation.
All right, Colleen, we appreciate you hopping on, and have fun this weekend, including the 8.5-hour pregame on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Great to see you. Hey,
Colleen Wolf, NFL Network. All right, coming up, we got Greg Olsen next hour. Elliot will join us, 215-592-9494. Plus, someone on the Eagles is prepared to make a pretty big sacrifice to win this game Sunday.
Sacrifice.
We'll get to that coming up. It's the Midday Show, live from Radio Row, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back, and this time it's every Manning for himself. This Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden death field goal showdown. Peyton versus Eli, live from New Orleans. One kick to claim ultimate family bragging rights. Who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner now in the FanDuel app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you back the right brother, you'll earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free pick, and don't forget to tune in to watch the showdown live during the Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox at 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best Manning win. Download the app right at FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Right here. And, of course, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
this weekend?
It's not about them. It's always about the work you put in, and everything being a reflection of the work. And so I've always had a focus on myself and trying to improve and ultimately want to beat the opponent, whoever's in front of you. But just trying to improve and take it a day at a time.
There it is, Jalen Hurts. I'm at taking down the opponent in front of him. Well, this time it's the Chiefs. It is Mahomes. It is Reed. And I think he's got to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have Colleen Wolf with us. Next hour, Greg Olson. We will also have Elliot Shore Parks later in the show. So a lot going on right now, as I feel like we've turned that corner now. It's now about the game. Like, the Super Bowl is here. We only got two shows after today, Hugh, until the Super Bowl. We're
yeah,
here now.
Man. Yeah, I'm excited about it too, man. I mean, you know, it might not sound like it, but as the days progress and we get through this, you can start feeling the tension start to ramp up a little bit. Getting a little tense and intense in here.
Well, especially because I think the anticipation is it's going to be a close game. It's an even matchup, right?
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are a little bit better overall, but it's close. I mean, that feeds into it, that every play on this game Sunday is going to matter so much. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron,
how
what's up,
you
buddy?
How are you today, Seth and Glenn?
Yeah, we're great. We're great.
What's up, Seth?
Hey, the next time that happens to you guys, really, really easy. The first opportunity that you get to call them a name, you call them a different name. And if they correct you, your response is exactly, Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, nice to meet you. And it won't happen again.
Oh, no, I'm not. I like it when people mess it up, because that means, you know, it is what it is. They're not doing their homework.
Yeah, see, the thing for me is he thought I was a different Joe, so that one, that's kind of like, you know, I might not realize it at first.
Yeah, then it was kind of dry because he tried to, well, you can go to Philly and you can go to grab a Joe off the street. Nah, not a Joe Giglio.
Yeah, there's not many of those. There's not many people that look like, there's not many Hugh Douglases and John Riches that you would confuse.
I mean, you guys, come on, man, do better.
A little homework. Aaron did his homework. What do you got for us today? What are you thinking?
So can I do like a little something new here, like an Ask Joe Giglio. Can I ask you
a
question?
Sure, yeah.
Go for it.
So
I was driving home from work the other day, and I got a hankering. Like, you know, like Hugh gets a hankering for bacon, right? And I had a hankering for a nice New York strip steak. As a vegetarian, like when you're done for with the show today, like what's your like, man, I can't wait to get some cauliflower. I mean, what is your go-to as a vegetarian?
So I'm a cauliflower guy. Yesterday I had some falafel, Aaron. I found falafel here in the city.
Okay. I don't give a shit.
Well, he asked a question.
Hey, so on the topic today.
Yeah.
I don't understand why, Joe, you are like bringing up this Hurts thing. I mean, how have they won the whole postseason?
Well, I mean, they won with their defense against the Packers. They won with Saquon against the defense, but mostly Saquon against the Rams. And then they won with everything against the Commanders, including Jalen Hurts. But
everything.
But none of these teams are the Chiefs. None of them are Reed and Mahomes. Like, this is the top of the mountain now. We got to put our best foot forward to get over the hump here.
So let's go back to high school. This is basic civics, right? Or physics, right?
Okay.
So you basically take a 400-pound piece of wood, right? And you put it on a rope, and then you just bang it into a brick wall. You bang it into a brick wall, and you bang it into a brick wall. Eventually, that brick wall is going to crumble. And that's exactly what's going to happen this weekend. Our big hosses are going to pound on Chris Jones and whoever else they have on the defensive line.
Yeah.
And they're just going to pound them and pound them and pound them. And we all know that you may stop Saquon 80% of the time, but he gets a little opening, he's gone. I'm seeing three touchdowns from Saquon. I'm seeing three touchdowns from Jalen. I think it's going to be a 42-14 blowout.
Woo!
And I think the biggest factor is going to be Vic Fangio and that Young Guns gangrene defense 2.0. I just think that the Young Guns are going to make a statement this weekend.
Well, this would be their biggest statement if they could do that. And their defense since the bye week, and Aaron, good phone call, has been amazing, Hugh. If they could do it again, I mean, we had the discussion in December, is this the best Eagles defense of all time? And your point then was, you picked the 2017 team because they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl and they play well on defense tonight, like they hold Mahomes to 23 points, it's the best Eagles defense ever.
Yeah, I go further. I make it even easy. If they win the Super Bowl and hold the Chiefs to 400 yards total offense, they'll be better than the other defense. They'll be way better than the other defense.
Well, and we had a lot of people that day, we brought it up and said, well, the 91 defense, it's set down. Those guys didn't win a playoff game.
I think that's the ultimate, thing that they could do. If they win it all, go through that whole run, go through that whole gauntlet, undefeated, and win it all, that's a huge feather in your cap, man. That means you were one of the best defenses in the league. Number one defense. You know, you're talked about, like, real talk, all jokes aside. If you go in there and with the accolades that you bring into this game, there'll be conversations where they had where you'd be probably in the same conversation with the Bears that year with the Baltimore Ravens because of what you were able to accomplish. The simple fact that I don't think I'm hyperbolizing here at all, because you talk about going from one of the worst defenses in the NFL to the number one defense in the NFL.
In a year.
In 1 year and closing it out. Like, you closed it out. Yeah.
So the other thing that hits me with that, Hugh, we've brought up the comparison a lot to the Seahawks, 2013 yes. Seahawks at the Legion of Boom.
Yes.
They finished their run by holding Peyton Manning to 8 points in the Super Bowl. Like, that cemented them as an all-time great defense.
Yeah, and that's how you have to do it, man. That's how you have to do it, man. You have to have moments like that that separate you from everybody else. And if they do that, that separates them.
Yep, it will. 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. Let's talk to Mark, who's up next right here on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
So, yeah, so the first Eagles Super Bowl run, you know, they played a New York Giants squad that just beat Minnesota, and they smacked them around. And then they played a Philly squad who, 4 plays into the game, lost Brock Purdy. They smacked them around. Then they go in the Super Bowl, and they score a lot of points, but they can't get it done. And so this year, the Chiefs played Houston, you know, without their top 2 receivers in Tank Dell and Stephon, but they still managed to keep it close. Then they beat Baltimore, and they beat the Bills, who, by the way, are 2 of the top teams in the AFC. Eagles played, you know, banged-up Packers squad. They played their hardest game, in my opinion, was the Rams. Rams were basically a player 2 away from beating the Eagles. I was stressing. And then, you know, they played a Washington team, which Washington shouldn't have been there. But, you know, they took care of business versus Detroit. I would have liked to see Detroit, because that's the closest thing you're going to see to Kansas City in the NFC, right? But now you're going in, and like you were saying, you're facing the cream of the crop. And I've been watching this KC team all year. They run a lot of heavy personnel. And it's not even close. Like, less than 50% 11 personnel is pretty insane in the NFL.
Yeah, they do a lot of 2 tight ends with Kelce and Gray. They have them out there a lot together.
They do a lot of RPO. Eagles are very, very susceptible in the flat all year. The worst part of their defense. Kansas City is going to throw a lot of quick screens. It's going to be tough to match up. To me, the difference with KC is that's why I'm so scared to play them is like, we have Smith, we have Brown, Dallas Goedert. That's about it on offense, right? And then you have Saquon. And his game in the pass-catching category, I need to see more of, because that's really what's going to beat Kansas City, because they're very susceptible to the back. Their running backs are not really very good. Their blocking's inadequate, but their receivers are tremendous. People are not even talking about DeAndre Hopkins because he's not even utilized, but he's a matchup nightmare for our corners.
Yeah, they have a variety of wide receivers. It's not like they have 1 or 2, Hugh. They have like 4
no,
or 5.
They got,
and
they got
each
guys
game,
that can
different
every
guys
play.
Do it.
They have guys that can beat you on every play. You got Juju Smith-Schuster, which people are forgetting about. You got Justin
really,
Watson.
Really well.
I mean, these guys are fast and Xavier worthy. And imagine if they had their receiver that's injured in Rashee Rice, and this offense is going to be crazy. I expect the only way the Eagles can win this game, and there's only one way. Saquon's going to get his, right? He's going to get his 100. He's going to get his. Jalen has to play better than how he played in the first game. If he plays the way he's been playing in the playoffs, they're going to get destroyed.
right? You cannot play the way
you
played.
So I don't know if they'll get destroyed, but I think if you tell me Jalen plays the way he did overall in the playoffs, not just the last game.
Then they win.
I think they lose.
You think? No, I think if he plays the way he's played, they win.
But if he plays the way he did against the Rams, he took seven sacks. You take seven sacks,
absolutely not. I'm going to disagree because of the fact that
I'm thinking about is the last game they played in. The seven sacks, you can't win like that, Joe, because now you're talking about – my fault, caller. But now you're talking about turning the ball over.
There was a safety in there. Yeah,
there you go. I'm sorry. You got it back, sir. You got it.
No, well, I mean, you know, the difference is that the sacks are a big difference, but Chris Jones is the greatest playoff performer we've ever seen on defense in NFL history. He's one of the best.
Until Jalen plays.
This Eagles' offensive line is susceptible to injuries. They're coming off of a couple of
– You mean they're injured. They're not susceptible to injury. They're injured.
Banged up.
Yeah, they're banged up.
Well, I mean, Landon Dickerson has been, you know, injured the last couple of years. Mariota has been a tremendous pickup. But Cam Jurgens as well has also been
injured. But they play.
Yeah, has also been injured as well. So I expect it to be close. I expect, obviously, the Eagles have the edge in rushing.
Yeah.
In terms of quarterback play, I expect it to be – It's not going to be 40 points. No team's going to score 40 points on the defense. Listen, Kansas City hasn't scored more than 30 in the last couple of games. Eagles' defense, these last three playoff games, have given up more yards than they have all year. The three teams, correct? So it's like the Eagles' defense is not blowing teams out, right? I mean, still the Rams are still scoring.
Well, the turnovers. The turnovers, really, and Mark, the turnovers have been the huge thing for this Eagles' defense for a while now. I mean, that's how they... That's why this defense has been so dominant. They turn you over. It's not like they're just getting stop after stop. They get stops, but they also take the ball away all the time now.
Yeah, and that's why I feel strongly about the fact that I hear what everybody's saying about Jalen playing better. Jalen does what he's supposed to do, man, and he capitalizes on the turnovers that they do create. Then he's going to have a chance. He's going to have a chance to do his thing. He's going to have a chance to do what he does, man.
Well, he is, and he's going to have a chance to be the player that we need him to be. And I think he needs to play super well on Sunday for the Eagles to win this football game. All right, getting set to join us now. We got some great guests coming up over the next hour. Next hour, we'll talk to Greg Olson. But this hour, Hugh, we get a chance to talk to someone who people at WIP remember. Her name is Colleen Wolf, now with the NFL Network. Colleen, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Oh, my God, it's so good to see you guys.
Good to see you too. How
you doing? Hugh, how long ago did we work together?
No, you know, every time I see you, Wolf, and I see you on television, the only thing I think about is you're fired. Remember that?
So this was like a game that we played with Angelo Cataldi. He did this bit every year, and he would bring in interns. And I guess like someone at the station used to decide who would win this intern game. It was like a game of Survivor, too. And the winner would get a chance to stay on as the intern.
Yep.
But then whoever did the deciding was gone. So they were like, how about Colleen, as an intern herself, fires her peers and then decides whose future is going to change, basically.
That was the best.
That was fun. That was like 2004.
Yeah, it was. And I got to tell you, every time that I see you, it just does me proud to see you come from where you come from to doing what you're doing. And that's why every time I see your post, I always put on there, Wolf.
I know. I love it.
Wolf. Yeah, so it's great to see.
I feel like Philadelphia is just like, I have everyone is like my big sister and brother there. And everyone's like, oh, my God, we're so proud of you. Look what you did.
Oh, no, because it's just great because you put your nose to the grindstone, and it's just great to see. And all the kids out there listening, that when you put the hard work in, you will get rewarded for that. And you really did that.
Thank you.
So, Colleen, what is it like for you these weeks when the Eagles are here? I mean, you get to do your normal stuff every year, Super Bowl, NFL Network, but it's got to be a different kind of fun when it's the Eagles.
Well, it's like a family reunion at the same time. So it usually is sort of a reunion at Radio Row in general because everyone's here, but there's so many more Philly people here, and everyone from home is also trying to come to the game. Everyone's trying to get tickets.
Yep.
So everybody's trying to get next to you.
Everyone's trying to do it. So it's busy, but it's really fun, and it feels a little surreal. And of course I have to like not be a total homer,
but still a little
bit. Yeah,
that's kind of what I am, I can't really hide it. Yeah. So yeah, I just like hope and pray that I'm not gonna get like fired.
So my biggest question to you is, how hard has it been in these last few years to balance the Colleen that we know and the one that everybody else knows and still try to stay grounded? How tough has that been for you?
I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired from doing it. It's fun. It's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. But I kind of just have to still stay true to who I am, and kind of, and that's kind of sort of become my brand, which is a weird thing to say.
No, but it's the truth, because you've been in this business long enough to know,
yeah,
that there's a time, there comes a time where the decision is made,
right,
about which line do you want to walk down. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, and I just kind of also feel like it's more authentic if you kind of tell the truth about who you are, mm-hmm, because everyone who is in sports is here because they at one point in time were a fan of the game or a team.
Of course.
And so it would be weird if I wasn't a fan of anything or had no background on it. So yeah. I just kind of, whatever, I lean into all of it.
You should.
Yes, you should.
You can see Colleen on NFL Network's The Insiders every night, 7 p.m. Eastern, during more than 60 hours of live Super Bowl coverage on NFL Network and NFL Plus. All right, Colleen, what do you think? Eagles, Chiefs, we did this 2 years ago. It didn't turn out the way we wanted, and here we are again. So how are you feeling about the Eagles' chances this time?
I feel good about the Eagles' chances now. Now with Saquon Barkley and with Vic Fangio, I feel like those are two big, yep, pieces that the Eagles did not have in Super Bowl 57. And if you go through this entire team, I would almost argue that every single group is probably better than Super Bowl 57. Aside from, I would maybe take the defensive line was like really deep.
It was.
2 years ago. And obviously the offense has changed a bit. So Jalen Hurts played a different game then that he's playing now. But I think it's really encouraging to have him coming off of the NFC Championship game with the performance he, mm-hmm, had and the passing game doing what it did, because we just became so accustomed to seeing them run the ball. And that was working. And so I had no complaints about, mm-hmm, it. But also it would be a lot easier probably in some of those wins if they were able to pass the ball and have a little bit more balance. But ultimately they ended up winning. So here they are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm curious because Joe, we've been kind of going back and forth about this all day long. As far as what type of Jalen Hurts do we need to see in this game? Do we need Superman Jalen Hurts that has to outplay Patrick Mahomes? Or do we get closer to Jalen Hurts that played in the NFC Championship game and had that type of performance? What do you think?
I think I would love to see the NFC Championship type performance from Jalen Hurts, because if he's Superman, that means things have gone wrong and that he's pressing. And I don't like any quarterback pressing. I don't like any quarterback trying to be Superman, because when they pull it off, it's wonderful, but usually they don't pull it off. And that means things are tight in the game.
Yeah.
So I don't expect this to be a game like a blowout or anything like we saw against the Commanders.
Yeah.
I expect it to be a close game, yep, but I hope that it's a balanced attack and that Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do everything. It's nice that he had this 2 week layoff so he can heal up a little bit more, and I hope that that kind of translates to his game when he has to take off and scramble.
Did you see the Saquon thing coming? Because we were doing it live and like doing it day to day, and I was like, wow, they signed him. They never pay running backs.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he still had this in him. Usually backs get to this age and it's, uh-huh, like, okay, does he still have that burst? And then the first few games happen, I'm like, oh my goodness, how did the Giants let him go? He's still the best running back in the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think too, just the way that the Giants used him, it seems like he's just been resting the whole time.
Yeah, he has
so
for
he
years.
Has very fresh
yeah.
legs.
Yeah.
I was very surprised that he ended up coming to the Eagles. I think it makes sense though, since he's from here.
Sure.
He's familiar with this area. It's such a luxury ad for Howie Roseman and the Eagles in general, because they were like, oh, well, I guess we don't have any other things we need right now. Let's bring in a running back who is so talented. And I keep thinking about that post where his daughter was like, oh, does that mean we're going
to win
now?
Yeah, it's time to win.
Like,
yeah.
We're going to Philadelphia. That made me laugh so hard when I saw it. And every single time that the Eagles have won, I've thought about her. From week one, just in Brazil, the performance that Saquon Barkley had up through now, it's just been such a fun season. And to watch him as a former Giant wear an Eagles uniform doing it is just all the more fun.
Yeah, it's petty.
Is.
I like that. That's the petty part that I like.
I love
about
the pettiness.
Yeah, we're very petty
I'm
on
here
this show.
For it.
Yeah. Hugh brings the petty every day. Colleen Wolf with us here on Super Bowl Sunday. Wake up and catch Colleen and the rest of the crew for a special 8.5 hour edition. 8.5 hours. Wow. NFL game day morning starting at 9 a.m. Eastern on NFL Network and NFL Plus. That's a long time. That's a long pregame show.
It is. And then I'm doing the in-stadium hosting for the actual game for the Super Bowl. So
cool.
It's awesome. It's super fun. It's a long day.
I'm sure.
I'm not really sure how I'm going to sustain this day. But I know the next day, I'm just going to sit in silence and stare at a wall for like the next week after the game.
That.
You need it.
Every day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So where are you? Where were you and where are you on Andy? So it's like they're intertwined forever. The Eagles and Andy now facing him for the second time. And I was saying earlier this week how this game, like, it's almost like two people break up and you see who has the better part of the divorce. If the Eagles win, it's pretty darn even. They have beaten him. He beat them. Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls. If Andy wins this, he clearly won the divorce here. He'd have all these rings. Eagles just have the one.
He clearly won the divorce.
I mean, it would be obvious. Where are you on
Some
Andy?
Some analogies are, they get a little.
Where are you on Andy right now? As obviously, what, you know, him as an Eagle at one point and now what he's become.
Well, I think he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. And if he ends up winning this third straight Super Bowl championship, I mean, he goes into like the all-time
like
record
Rushmore,
books. He's already there, but this really cements everything for him and his legacy and this Chiefs dynasty. But it's hard not to just love him no matter what, because
he's our family member.
He is. And it's like, you know what? We'll stick with the divorce metaphor here. It's like when your aunt and uncle get divorced and like you your uncle's family, but like you really loved that aunt. And like you want everyone to still kind
of
like
course.
Stay close and cool.
That's
and you know what?
Analogy.
They start coming to the family holidays eventually. And that's just like, you know what? We're all cool. Even though everyone has like kind of moved on to different places in their life. Like I still love Andy and he was so good here and he has such a great personality too. So it's hard to not like him in general. He's just a likable
guy.
Changed
so much since his time here in Philadelphia.
Really? How so, do you think?
Well, I think because he's more personable.
Yeah.
He's doing the commercials and everything. And listen, before I go in, we're not waxing poetic about Andy. We're just talking about
Callers are going to be mad at you here.
No, I'm just saying, we're just talking about him as a family member.
Where are those loyalties?
But I still want to kick their butt Sunday.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I ain't want to go too long because, you know how it is in Philadelphia. People are starting to think I'm rooting for Andy, and I don't want that.
Yeah, they get on him for that.
Yeah, we'll just make it clear.
Make it crystal clear.
All right, we need a prediction for you, from you before we let you go.
Okay.
Eagles, Chiefs, who wins? What's the score?
All right, well, come on, go Birds. The Eagles are going to win. I actually do legitimately think that they're going to win, too. But I do think it's going to be a close game. I'd say something like, I don't know, 28-27.
1 point?
Damn.
Oh, is it going to?
Damn,
1-2 points. I know.
You ready for that?
I think we'll have another overtime, too.
Oh,
I don't know.
My heart.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a
lot.
Situation.
All right, Colleen, we appreciate you hopping on, and have fun this weekend, including the 8.5-hour pregame on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Great to see you.
Hey, Colleen Wolf, NFL Network. All right, coming up, we got Greg Olson next hour. Elliot will join us, 215-592-9494. Plus, someone on the Eagles is prepared to make a pretty big sacrifice to win this game Sunday.
Sacrifices.
We'll get to that coming up. It's the Midday Show, live from Radio Row, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back, and this time it's every Manning for himself. This Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden-death field goal showdown. Peyton versus Eli, live from New Orleans. One kick to claim ultimate family bragging rights. Who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner now in the FanDuel app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you back the right brother, you'll earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free pick, and don't forget to tune in to watch the showdown live during the Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox at 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best Manning win. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO right here. And, of course, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.